This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking about an upcoming event happening regarding teens trafficking and online predators, and I forgot to ask Marion
Pearson.
Okay, I couldn't remember because I keep seeing it both ways. From the Up to Us Now Child Abuse Prevention Coalition and the Mercy Foundation, what do you have coming up?
Next Thursday, January the 23rd, we will be presenting the Teens Trafficking and Online Predators event. It's an open community event. It is absolutely free, no cost to anybody. We invite teens, parents, educators, general community to come. Listen and learn about the online recruiting process, what are the red flags, and how it's working throughout Douglas County.
So where is this going to be held at?
This will be at the Winston Community Center, which is off Grape Street. It's the start time is 6 p.m. It'll go all the way through to 8 p.m. We will be around a little bit after for questions, if there's additional questions after the event.
And who's your speaker?
We have a wonderful guest speaker. Myrtle Creek Detective Kevin Taggart is with us. He will do some case reviews. He talks about actual cases which have occurred here in Douglas County and really illustrates and hits home how this is working with predators targeting our teens.
People are hearing more and more in a broad general frame of mind about human trafficking. It's making national news more. And filtering on down to the local level, just how big of an issue is this?
It's an issue all across Oregon. It's an issue all across the world. The Department of Justice did release last week some statistics of survivors, or identified survivors of sex trafficking, that were identified from task forces across our beautiful state of Oregon.
So what about Douglas County? A lot of people think, gosh, we're rural here. It's quiet. That can't be happening.
It most likely is happening here, or not most likely, but most certainly it is. We had 16 identified survivors. We know that that's not a very good representation of the actual victims and survivors within our community, but that's how many that we were able to identify in the year 2019. We are continually working with agencies, medical professionals, anybody that really wants to learn about it on how to identify victims, how to screen for them, evaluate them, and what the services are throughout our county.
And how do you, when you, all the things that are out there with online and social media, things like that, it's hard to figure out sometimes exactly who somebody really is. You know, people get on these conversations, adults, kids, well-meaning people, and then things go sideways.
Absolutely. Predators definitely hunt online. It's a very easy place to misrepresent yourself, to be just about anybody with some of the filters on social media applications. You can change your gender. You can change your age on your pictures, the way that you look. And it's really easy to be deceptive. So it's up to us to educate our teens as much as possible, our youth as much as possible, on what the signs are, what the recruiting process is. It's very important information to keep our kids safe.
So for trafficking, is sex trafficking, is that the biggest portion of trafficking?
Sex trafficking is about 74%, 75% of the types of trafficking that occur in rural areas. We have seen nothing but sex trafficking cases in Douglas County in the year 2019, although we have had some labor trafficking in previous years.
And talk about how the labor trafficking works. What happens?
We've seen it in domestic situations where a person is forced to work with no pay, with no hours off, with no medical benefits, taking care of a home or taking care of children. They're not allowed to leave the residence. They're not allowed to seek medical attention when they need it. And they have no time off. There's no set hours. With absolutely little or no pay at all. And what they're told is their pay is the roof over their head if they're live-ins and food in their mouths.
So are a lot of these situations like that through family and friend relationships are already in place and then something goes awry?
Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's a false job offer, which sounds a little bit too good to be true, and turns out to be something different. However, in Douglas County, about 50% or more of the cases that we have worked with survivors have been familial trafficking. So that is a person who's being exploited by a family member.
And that just shocks people.
It does. You know, it's generational. It starts at a very young age. The grooming process starts early. It is considered part of the family business or a family obligation and, you know, contributing to the family and helping out. And so most victims don't know that they're actually being exploited.
Wow. So again, the presentation, when, where, what time?
It is next Thursday, January the 23rd. It is at the Winston Community Center. Start time 6 p.m. and will end at 8 p.m.
All right. Marion Pearson from the Mercy Foundation and the Up to Us Now Child Abuse Prevention Coalition. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.